Each fall, the Maryland Humanities Council, One Maryland, One Book program, brings together diverse people and communities across Maryland through the shared reading of one book. What some may not realize is that this program also serves as a valuable tool for educators. Nicole Littlecook, library media specialist at Seneca Valley High School in Montgomery County, shares why she uses One Maryland, One Book with her students every year.
This time last year, I sat in my high school library after school with a group of students and staff. We met as a book group to discuss the 2014 One Maryland, One Book selection. I remember thinking that this book didn't really appeal to me. I had trouble relating to the characters, and at some point during the discussion, I even commented that while the title of the book, The Distance Between Us, referred to the physical and emotional separation between the author and her parents, it also seemed to apply to the relationship between the author and me as the reader. I quickly learned that my students felt otherwise. Like the author, most were first or second generation immigrants. One student recounted her own experience crossing a border to get to a refugee camp in a neighboring African country, and she described what a frightful experience it was. Another related to the challenges of learning English as a second language upon arrival to America, and the struggles of feeling isolated due to the inability to communicate with teachers and classmates at school. Others described how they could relate to the characters in the book, how everyone has a crazy uncle, a loving grandmother, or an obnoxious cousin. Up until that point, I wasn't planning to organize a field trip to meet the author, even though a stop on the author tour was right down the street from our school. In previous years, we attended author presentations, and in 2013, we had so much fun meeting for dinner, driving from Germantown to Frederick, and listening to King Peggy discuss her life experiences and take our questions. But the bureaucratic hurdles make planning and carrying out a field trip difficult. Toward the end of our book group discussion, however, I realized what it would mean to these students to be able to meet this author, Reina Grande, a woman who inspired them. And so we went. We listened to her presentation, and then we talked to her briefly. My students posed for pictures with her and even hugged her. Afterward, we discussed how the author presented herself in person versus as a character in the book, and how she presented herself as a speaker to an audience versus when conversing one-on-one. In every conversation, my students never ceased to amaze me with their thoughtfulness, insight, and maturity. For the past 7 years, the One Maryland, One Book program has provided my school with resources to offer students a unique opportunity to engage with literature and in substantive and meaningful discourse with each other and with staff. The diverse book selections have introduced my students to adverse circumstances faced by others, which have been both similar to and different from their own. By going to hear authors speak in historic buildings and local colleges, my students have been exposed to new academic environments and situations. But most importantly, the One Maryland, One Book program has provided a forum through which students and staff have been able to share interpretations, ideas, and experiences, and build relationships in the process.
Learn how you can participate in Maryland's largest reading and discussion program at onemarylandonebook.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.